Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
So, how is she? She found anything to moan about yet?
No, she seems extremely happy to be here, actually. And anyway, she's not like that. And she wouldn't say anything now. It's when she phones Nick that she's more likely to say something's wrong.
Well, nothing is wrong, so she can't say anything, can she? So, what's the main reason for her speedy return, as she said?
No, but that is a good question. I think she's here to get a better feeling of the shop so she can suggest a better variety of goods to us.
Do you really think that?
No, I don't. I'm speaking a load of cobbles. I don't know why she's here, to be honest.
So, why don't you ask her?
Oh, no, I don't think that would be a good idea. I think we should just keep it nice and simple and act as if we're delighted that she's returned so quickly.
But we're not, are we? It makes me nervous when Reps knows about the place.
It makes me nervous that if something goes wrong, my dad will hear about it.
But he's miles away. He can't do anything.
Oh, Mike. You don't know how critical and scathing my father can be. If he hears of anything that he doesn't like, I'll get a right earful.
Sounds a bit of a pain to me. Well, sorry, but he does. I mean, why can't they both? I mean, Nick and your dad. Just let you get on with it. Run the place without you having to get their approval all the time.
Because of the money, and where my family are concerned, money comes first. The aim is to make as much money as you can, and then you'll be happy.
Well, we all know that's not true.
You try telling my father that.
Look, she'll probably ignore you anyway, like she did yesterday.
That was so rude of her. Do you know what? I don't know what's worse. Her ignoring me, or me having to speak to that wretched woman.
I think it's better she ignores you. Then you can't say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I suppose so. So, did you find out from Mike why she's here?
No, he doesn't know. I don't think anyone expected her back so soon.
What I can't bear is that she walks around the place as if she owns it.
Oh, I don't think she does that.
Oh, well, you would say that. She's all friendly with you.
Well, she was okay. Do you know what? I know she's a friend of the family and all that. And yes, she did complain to them about you, the once. But I bet you that was a one-off. And she's not really that interested in what goes on. Remember, she's only a rep and sells us things.
I know that. But no, I don't agree. I think there's more to her than meets the eye.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, she's the sort that would get a job here. Just because she's a friend of the family.
So what? Matthew did that.
I know, but he's different.
Why?
Because he's their son. She's just a friend. I'd hate it if she worked here.
Oh, for goodness sake. One minute we've got her living on the island, and now you've given her a job here as well.
Well, it could happen.
Okay, so what if it does? I don't care.
Because I haven't forgotten what she did to me. No one speaks about another member of staff like that.
Oh, Tina, you know that goes on.
Yes, but not here. I've never done that.
Sorry?
I've never sneaked on another member of staff if they've done something wrong.
Never?
No.
Well, what about those mornings when James came in late? Someone said something then.
Well, it wasn't me. No, Penny, it wasn't. I wouldn't do that.
Well, someone did.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. No, honestly, it wasn't. I'm not like that.
Okay. Well, let's just hope we get through this morning without seeing her.
Well, yeah, I agree. And then, as you say, I won't be able to say the wrong thing to her, will I?
Oh, I do hope, Matthew, you don't think I'm coming in and taking over in any way.
Oh, no, no, of course not. And I think your ideas are very good.
Really? And you're not just saying that?
No, no, really. But I will have to run them by Mike and Henry first.
Oh, yes, of course. But as I say, you mustn't think I'm trying to be in charge or anything like that.
Oh, no, there's no fear of that. Because, as we all know, I am the manager here.
I thought Henry was.
Well, he is, but I oversee everything.
So there are two managers here, then?
Well, in a way, yes.
Oh, how odd. Well, I've never heard of that before. Does it warrant having two managers here?
Well, yes, it obviously does. And we all work very well together, thank goodness.
Really? I think Mike's all right, but Henry seems a bit scatty. He doesn't seem to know what day it is.
Well, no, Henry's all right. He comes up with some very good ideas, you know.
Really? Well, I really don't see the point of having two managers, but who am I to say? Right, OK. I'll have a last look around the shop as I want to get a present for a friend as it's her birthday. I'd like to get something a little bit quirky, so I'm bound to find something like that here.
Well, yes, we do have a great variety of gifts in store.
OK, right, I'll go and have a look. I won't be long.
OK, see you in a minute.
Ow! Oh, mind out, that hurt!
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there.
No, obviously not. What are you doing?
I'm getting these out of you, must know. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. And you shouldn't have been coming out backwards. What a stupid thing to do.
Well, I had to. The door's broken, so it isn't opening properly at the moment.
Well, why hasn't it been mended?
I don't know. But we all know it's broken, so it hasn't been a problem.
Well, it is if you bump into people.
Well, normally. Only staff use this door.
Well, I was passing by, that's all.
Oh, yes. To go where?
To see Matthew, if you must know.
Well, you could have gone past the gift section to do that.
Well, I didn't. And I didn't expect to be hit by a member of staff.
I didn't hit you.
You did. I'll have a terrible bruise tomorrow.
Well, do you want to see a first aider?
Have you got one in this shop?
Yes, of course.
OK, all right, then I will.
Well, it's me. I'm a first aider. So I'll have a look.
Oh, now, look here. Don't try and be funny with me.
I'm not. I'm only trying to help.
You're Tina, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I can tell you now. I don't like your attitude. I think I'll have to report this incident to Matthew.
Well, please do. Because I've told him a million times to get that door fixed, and it hasn't happened. So if anyone's to blame, it's him. This was just waiting to happen.
You said what?
I told her to go and see Matthew, as it was his fault that this happened.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Yes, I did. I felt like telling her to get... Well, you can imagine what I thought.
Yes, I think I can.
Well, really. The stupid woman. She shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I know, but if she sees Matthew, what will happen then?
I don't know. And I don't care.
Oh, Tina, you can't have another warning.
I don't think I will. It was an accident, that's all. And if they sack me over this, I'll fight it to the bitter end.
Oh, blimey.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. It was her fault. She shouldn't have been there in the first place. Nope, this time I am not to blame. She shouldn't have been anywhere near that area.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.